This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. I reported an overscoped role to AWS Security, and the response from the SageMaker Canvas team was that it is working as intended. If you're using Canvas, do you intend to give users full read access to everything stored within Redshift? Because I sure didn't. Let's see what else has happened. The bad LastPass breach that continues to get worse once again somehow got worse. Experts fear that crooks are cracking keys that were taken. Yikes. Thanks to the crypto bros for having more worthwhile attack targets than the rest of us for criminals to prioritize. Change anything you had stored in your LastPass vault if you value it. Microsoft has published a rather thorough postmortem about how their signing key was leaked. The exploration is technically very, very good. My issue with Microsoft security is largely rested with their corporate comms refusing to say anything, so I don't want to shame them for their transparency here. A security newsletter features a scam that I reported via Twitter. This one's rather interesting. It purports to be from an adult entertainment video vendor, and if you pay a few $100, you get to preemptively take down videos featuring you. Of course, you pay via Bitcoin, and it's not really from who it claims to be at all, because that's how scams work. And Google has gone from paragon of security to apparently now sharing aspects of your browsing history with websites in Chrome, all in the service of improving their ad targeting. The big lie that ad tech sells is that people don't mind ads, they just don't like irrelevant ones. No, they're still annoying. And what's far worse is that many ad networks have themselves become attack platforms. There used to be an ethically gray area about blocking ads in web browsers. That time has passed, and these ad networks get to reap what they've sown. Many corporate installations are pushing ad blockers to manage workstations, and I strongly recommend doing the same. AWS had a couple of announcements. Establishing a data perimeter on AWS. Allow access to company data only from expected networks. This is dangerous. As soon as you back down from treating identity as the perimeter and embracing the idea of trusted networks, you begin unconsciously building that assumption into your planning and opening the door for an attacker to pivot fairly easily once they're inside. And how to enforce DNS name constraints in AWS private CA? I'm apparently an idiot. I assume that enforcing these name constraints would be along the lines of add a flag to a CLI argument or click a button in the console. But no, this post has 9 prerequisites before it even gets into the convoluted how-to. And the tool of the week is called Threat Mapper, which hunts for threats in your production platforms and then ranks them based on their risk of exploit. Think of it as a modern-day Cloud Nessus. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's keep going.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.